An hour later, as the organizers light the bonfire and everyone gathers around to continue drinking and flirting, I'm feeling no pain. And by the time the fire dies down and most of the campers retreat to their tents or the shadows for some privacy, I'm ready to rumble. Skinny dipping, I announce, rising from my towel in the sand to point one arm at the ocean. The time has come. Shelley, the only other member of our group who hasn't gone to bed, giggles from her perch on a piece of driftwood beside graying Harry Potter. Oh no, the whiskey strikes again. It's not the whiskey, I say, each word crisp and clear, despite the fact that my blood feels too hot in my veins and my head is buzzing. It's my destiny.
You could drown,
a serious male voice announces from the darkness behind me. I turn to see Jameson standing in the shadows at the edge of the dying fire's glow. Are you spying on me? I ask, torn between being annoyed that he's lurking and pleased that he isn't off sucking face with the mean laughing blonde.
I'm watching out for you, he says, and I'm not above restraining you if you try to do something stupid.
Restraining me? I laugh as I cross the sand to where he's standing with his arms folded over his chest. Sounds kinky. He gazes down at me for a long beat that makes my boiling blood feel even hotter before he says in a husky voice,
It could be, I guess, if that's what you're into.
I'm not sure what I'm into, I shoot back, crediting the whiskey for the fact that his words didn't steal the breath right out of my lungs. Sure, Jameson and I banter all the time, but not about things like this. But thanks to Mr. Jack Daniels, I don't miss a beat as I add, but I've always thought I might like getting tied up, or blindfolded, or tied up and blindfolded. During sex, of course, not by a kidnapper or a bank robber or something. He mutters something beneath his breath that sounds like a curse. What was that? I ask.
You're drunk, he says, his voice tight. I think you should go to bed. We can continue this conversation tomorrow, when you're sober.
And I think you should relax. You look very tense, I say, my fingertips tingling as I reach out, skimming my hand down his rock-hard chest, feeling the outline of his muscles through his thin t-shirt. The man is built like a Roman gladiator. And I suddenly can't stop imagining him in a gladiator's loincloth and nothing else.
I'm not tense. I'm concerned,
he says, his condescending tone making my nose wrinkle. You're bossy is what you are, and annoying. I order my hand back to my side, but it isn't in the mood to be bossed around either. Instead, my fingers curl into his pectoral muscle, and my nails dig into the deliciously firm flesh. God, I would really like to do more of this. Preferably without his t-shirt in the way.
Stop playing with me, Maddie,